Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you, Jeff?
Good on you.
There's quite a bit of background noise, so if you could mute your phone, I'd appreciate it.
I will.
You? Thank you. Right now, Jasmine, we're waiting for some others to come online. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We'll start normally. Please join me in saying the Anabekoa. Anabekoa, Gedulat Yemincha, Tatir Tzerura. Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Taft Sadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu. Tacharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kafshin Barhem Tacharem Rakame Sikarcha Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh Tzari Taf Gimel Chasin Kadosh Ferov Tuvcha Nael Adata Het Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan Yachid Geye Lamcha pene zokre kedushatach Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. The letters of the month of Elul, the Resh that created the planet Kohav, the planet Mercury, that will start moving forward again tomorrow, actually tonight. And the Yud that created the constellation Betulah, the astrological sign of Virgo. Shavatenu kabel ushma tziyakatenu yodea talumot shinkufav tzadiyutav. Now that we brought the energy of creation into our space, we will utilize the 13 attributes of mercy to separate the negative aspect of that creation. Adonai Yohe Wahe, Adonai Yohe Wahe, El Rachum Vechanun, Erech Apayim, Verav Chesed Ve'emet. Notzer chesed la'alafim, nose'awon va'fesha, v'chata'a v'nakei. And now we're going to read from the 8 verses, or 7 verses, starting with 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Rak ha-kohanim ha-yulimat ve-lo yachlu le-hafshit et kol ha-olot v'yechaskum acheichem ha-levim Ad kilot hamlacha v'ad yitkadshu hakohanim ki halevim yishre levav lehitkadesh me hakohanim. The verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters of each word, we're able to permute it into 8 names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe La La He Wa 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 Yo La Yo Ala Me He 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 Aka A Re Ka Ha. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu Ba Adonai Yohe Wahe Ade Ad Ki b'yayohe Adonaiyohe wahe Tzur olamim. Job chapter 7 verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni Lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. 1 Samuel chapter 23 verse 23. Uru, Uru, Mikol Hamachavoyam, Asher Yitchabe Sham Ushavtem, Eli El Nahon, Wehalakti Itchem, Wehayim Yashno Varetz Vehipasti, O To Bekol Alfe Yehuda. Job chapter 20 verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yom ruayo. Second Samuel chapter 7 verse 10. Wasamti makom liamil Yisrael. Untati vishakan takta vilo yirgaz od vilo yosifu vene avla la anoto ka asher barishona. Now we're going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. In the 8th verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper, now today, we're going to read a verse from the Tikkuni Zohar. L'shekud kudsha barichu ishkinte b'tchilu urchimu urchilu urchilu urchimu L'yakda l'shem yud he b'vav he B'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael Limud Torah mitzvah La sok Torah mitzvah. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maase yadenu konane aleinu maase yadenu konanehu. Viraza demila ki vichashak Kivi begimat raya membet azkalarot dit tefile tefili hashag vehu ki yada shemik raeni bikriat shema ve'enehu hadahu diktiv Az tikra vahashem yohe wahe Yane yohe wahe Yarba bate Dit tefili Dereshadi nun arbatvan Aleph he yud he Vav yud he vav he Yane yud he vav he Piyar babate di tefilin Diyad di nun Adonai v'itema Lavi nun biyad ela Piyat echad chamisha Yad keta Keha Hakihu vadai dehi chamisha veiti ihi Raviya le yudhevav yad kama keha yudhevavihu Aleph he yud he visalik lehushban kaf aleph Yar bat ban biklal ko Hashem yohewahe min yudhevavhe revia al yudhevav vachamai misha le aleph yudhe dihu arba bate veihu Beyat Hamisha. So tonight's class is going to be class 8 on the revealed wisdom matrix, the Tikkuni Zohar landing page, which is the last row of the matrix, second column from the left. When it opens up, scroll to class 8 for section 10A. Excuse me. It's when you get to 10A, then scroll down to 10B, because we will be doing 10B tonight. We did it last night, but there was a problem with the recording. Therefore is this unity, Echad, found in the transformation of the divine name via the divine names found in the Shemot, chapter 14, verses 19 to 21, which are the 72 three-letter combinations, the 72 names of God. There is a distillation and then a putting together as it should be, since the end result of Torah study requires both for the enlightened to profit from their journeys within the mysteries. That this phrase, this sentence, distillation and then a putting together, relates very much to the idea of the 72 names. Because we need to find a way, we distill it, meaning we take the three verses and put them into three-letter names, but now we have to put those names back together into unity. And to my knowledge, that is not being done in a public way. So if you're interested in doing that, you should send me an email, and we can discuss how that should be done.
I have a quick question.
Go ahead, Amy.
What about, I believe it's two of them that are there twice. The Bob Hay Bob and
Bob,
then Bet Hay. And I'm not sure if there's more than two of them. Oh, that's what I thought, but I know those offhand. I thought there were more.
But what is your question?
How do you distinguish them apart? Is it where their location is in reference to the other? Combinations that are before and after them.
Have you heard me say the idea that to do a righteous action, it must be also a right action at the right time in the right place?
Yes.
It applies to this as well. How do you distinguish them apart? Stop looking with your physical eyes and look with your inner essence, with your intuition. When you see a name like Vav Hey Vav, which is twice in the 72 names, you need to know which one it is. Because as you saw in the explanations of those two names, they have different meanings. One is good, one is joyful, and one is a time tunnel. Both are joyful. Both are time tunnels. But are you in the right place at the right time? I could go on about this, discuss this point for a long time, but I want to read the Tikkuni Zohar tonight.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Out of Bereshit comes the incomparable. There are two that become one. This is a template of resolution. It is the awareness of being recognizing the creator of being simultaneously, and yet also as in two that become one. What are two that become one? The letter Bet, that means a house. Are there two houses? Are there two couples in each house? Two that becomes one. The Bet is the number two, but it's also one house. It's also one couple living in one house. It is the awareness of being recognizing the creator of being simultaneously and also as in two that become one. When our purpose is constant unity, then neither our money nor our body nor our soul may interpose themselves to subvert the most basic of realities. There, deep within, is the external veracity of existence and the verification of its unity. It is only through the unification of consciousness that the void is bridged. This bridge can be as simple as the linking of phrases and their letters, or as sublime as the addition of the letters of a phrase in Torah that brings a new insight. We may only grow by reflection of the unity within. The order of consciousness is in its connections. Without these connections, thoughts are disparate, leading to the chaos of separation. This is why he whose love for his master transcends all is a lover of the unity that adheres to all. And through these attractions, the connections are established above and below. When each person thinks, they get a thought, and immediately after that thought comes another thought, which may be totally separated, meaning it we don't make the connection as to why I'm thinking these two thoughts one after the other. And then we'll jump back to the first thought, and then we'll go to a fourth thought, or a third, or a fifth. But the reality is there's a reason behind those connections, why those thoughts come one after the other. Everything is unified. We just have to become aware of that. Malchut represents the continuity of the union between above and below, or the thought and its expression. It is only through this continuity that the world is built. Conversely, the bad maidservant does not attend to her duties, meaning she is not connected to the one she serves, and this is the meaning of chaos in thought. When we do not constantly seek connection that uplifts and unifies while promoting the expression of that thought, which is characterized by Malchut. It is the unity of purpose that is end result, contained in the beginning. This is the primary love. The perfection of Torah is contained within the name, which gives rise to the 613 precepts. Therefore, do we find the image and its reflection in the central purpose or pillar that culminates in Malchut. The covenant is the connection between man and God, and further this connection derives all manner of meaning, including the fires that bring forth man and woman. The fire that makes man is the idea of an action moving towards its source. And the fire that makes woman is the acceptance that merges with its source, and then shows forth its reflection. Protecting the covenant means to protect the unifying principle. When the thought that misleads is transformed into the thought that protects, this is the covering that allows the illuminations, the idea that promotes connection, to remain undeterred by the sin of separation. As previously stated, unity is the overriding principle within and without. Those who seek to distance themselves from unity are pursued and relentlessly by it throughout their lives, and would suffer the most during Kibbutz HaKever, the fire in the grave, or the beating in the grave. Those who give in to the unity via mitzvot and right action come to know its ways, so that even in death it is unity that they are cooperating with, in effect, working in concert with the process of Chibut HaGever. And he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, became separated from them, Havdalah, and they knew that they were naked from them. That is the end of the section 10b, the end of our class tonight. In about 30-40 minutes, we'll have our question and answer session. Are there any questions before we leave? As I said, at 7 o'clock West Coast time, we'll have our question and answer session. Tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., all times are West Coast times, we will have, what will we have? We will have the Slichot ritual. Tomorrow at 4:30, we will have our fourth class in the Advanced Reincarnation series. And at 6 o'clock, we will have another Tikkuni Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, we will have our regular Zohar class. Shalom to all. Have a beautiful evening.
Shalom. Thank you.